speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
Sky News Centre at 7. The Prime Minister insists the special relationship with the US will endure, despite criticism over his initial refusal to allow America to use British military bases in raids on Iran. Israeli strikes on Tehran are continuing for a fifth day, and earlier the US torpedoed an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt gave this update on Operation Epic Fury.
Simply put, they refuse to say yes to peace. And their refusal made clear that their number one priority was building a nuclear weapon with which to threaten the United States of America.
She's also said President Trump expects all European allies to cooperate. The Prime Minister says the UK is boosting its military presence in the countries surrounding the Gulf. General Sir Richard Sheriff is a former NATO commander. He says it's right to be cautious because the US mission may trigger a complex conflict.
Assassinating the Ayatollah Khamenei, who is not just Iran's head of state, but he was the religious symbol for Shiites worldwide, is about as subtle as murdering the Pope on the steps of St. Peter's in Holy Week.
Three men, including the husband of Scottish Labour MP Joanne Reid, have been arrested on suspicion of spying for China. Counter-terror officers arrested the suspects at addresses in London and Wales. Manchester United and England defender Harry Maguire has been handed a 15-month suspended sentence after a guilty verdict by the Greek courts. It was on counts of non-serious assault, resisting arrest, and attempted bribery dating back to an incident in Mykonos in 2020. A water company's admitted supplying water unfit for human consumption after a parasitic outbreak in Devon. Some people were hospitalised and hundreds of others ill in 2024. And David Beckham's taken to social media to wish son Brooklyn a happy birthday. It's despite the 27-year-old insisting he has no desire to reconcile as their family feud continues. That's the latest. I'm Imani Rana.
Classic hits.
The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
And we're going to start tonight's show with a track that one critic called excruciatingly awful, but the British record-buying public certainly didn't agree with that.
Frankie, do you remember? remembered when I loved you so much way back when. We were friends, going together, but then you left me right here. Do you remember me right here? Do you remember me right here? Do you remember me?
Do you remember me?
Me,
Frankie.
Oh, Frankie, Frankie, my baby.
Do you remember Frankie?
Do you remember me?
Frankie,
do you remember me?
Do you remember me?
Red Kite Radio.
Standing on my own, it didn't mean that much to me. I thought I had it all. I didn't see the mystery. I stood the test of time and took the step to find love's great adventure.
Welcome to tonight's 80s Rewind here on your Red Kite Radio. I'm Simon Jobling, and as ever, Wednesday night, 7 till 9 p.m, I've got 2 hours of great music from the 1980s coming right up, and I'll be giving you some information about the tracks and the artists that we're going to hear along the way. And we kicked off tonight's show with Sister Sledge and Frankie, and unlike their 70s hits, this wasn't written by Sheiks, Rogers and Edwards, although Nile Rogers did produce it. But it was written by a lady called Denise Rich, who was a songwriter and philanthropist, and she did it after a dream she'd had on an aeroplane, and it's thought to be about Frank Sinatra. Well, I mentioned in the little intro, Smash Hits reviewer called this track excruciatingly awful back in the day. He said he nearly broke the record player when he heard it. Well, the European public didn't agree with that, and especially the British public, because we made it a number one, and it was the fifth best-selling single of 1985. And then we followed that just now with Love's Great Adventure by Ultravox, who had formed back in 1974, although at that time they were called Tiger Lily. And Mitch Ewer, the famous frontman of the band, well, he only joined at the start of the 80s, which really coincided with their success in our charts. Indeed, they would have 16 top 40 hits starting in 1980. This was the last top 20 hit the band would have in the UK, and number 12 in 1984. But now, from the same year, we will hear Jocelyn Brown and Somebody Else's Guy, which is written and performed by Jocelyn, who is a US R&B and dance singer. And she sang on no less than 23 hit singles, but those were for, in the main, virtually all, in fact, for other artists. Because this would be her only solo hit here, although she did have a top 20 cover of No More Tears in the 90s with Kim Mazzell. But this track, Somebody Else's Guy, would make number 13 in 1984.
My horse, and I can't let you go. You are the one who, you are the one who makes me feel so real. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, what am I supposed to do? Oh, what am I supposed to do, baby?
Thank you.
80s Rewind.
Red Kite Radio.
Classic hits from the 1980s.
Undertones there with My Perfect Cousin, which was the first of the band's singles to be written by the band's guitarists, O'Neill and Bradley, and it was inspired by an actual cousin of one of them. And if you listened very carefully to the lyrics, you may have heard a reference to an avant-garde synth band who were virtually unknown at the time of release of this record. But a couple of years later, everyone would have heard of them. It was the Human League. Now, surprisingly, My Perfect Cousin would be the Undertones' only top 10 hit in the UK and number 9 in spring 1980. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we'll be back with Harold Faltermeyer and Axel F, which was, of course, the theme tune from the film Beverly Hills Cop, which would win Harold a Grammy for his work. Now, Harold wasn't so well known in the UK, but he had already worked extensively with synth pioneer and guru Giorgio Moroder in Germany. For example, on the soundtrack to the film Midnight Express, which was a brilliant soundtrack, actually, on American Gigolo as well, and on Donna Summer's albums of the late 1970s. Well, Harold would go on to win yet another Grammy for his music to the Top Gun film, that one, but many in this country will really only know him for this track, Axel F, at number 2 in 1985.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio. Excellent service, expert advice, and a wide selection. It's all here at Aylesbury Bullion, a traditional family-run jewellers on the High Street, Aylesbury. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
At Specsavers Tame, we think your eyes and ears deserve the best. Whether that's the best view of the duck race down the River Tame, the sound of the engines during this year's tractor run, or the spectacular views across the Chilterns. That's why our expert team will make sure your eyes and ears always receive our best care. Whether you need a comprehensive eye test or hearing test, with follow-up advice, you can usually get an appointment in just a couple of days. Book an appointment online at specsavers.co.uk/tame or pop into our store on the High Street today.
For Tame, Haddenham and Cheersley.
Red Kite Radio. Local radio with more music variety. Red Kite Radio.
On your Red Kite Radio with Don't Stop the Music. Now, they were a duo from Texas whose surnames were Yarbrough and Peoples. Quite strange, that really, isn't it? But they'd known each other as kids, and this track came from their debut album, which led to a string of hits in the US R&B chart. And they would have some other very minor hits here, so they weren't a one-hit wonder either, but this was their only top 40 hit and number 7 in Christmas 1980. Next up, we're going to hear Toy Soldiers, which was co-written and performed by the US singer-songwriter Martika from her debut album. And it told the story of a friend who was battling cocaine addiction at the time. Now, a bit like Yarbrough and Peoples, you may think of her as a one-hit wonder. Well, this was her debut UK hit. It was a big number one in the US, no less. But Martika would go on to have 5 top 40 hits in the UK within 2 years, and this was just about the biggest of them, and number 5 in 1989.
Classic hits from the 1980s.
It's the 80s Rewind.
Red Kite Radio.
Yeah.
Which is a slight hangover from the 70s. Really is an excellent bit of 70s disco that just crept into the 1980s, because the band had started way back in the early 1960s in LA, and they had been regular entrants in the US R&B chart through the 70s. Now, they would go on to have one other major hit here in the UK with the song It's a Love Thing, but this was their biggest hit in the UK and number two in February 1980. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we'll be back with Blancmange and Living on the Ceiling, which was the debut hit from the synth duo from Harrow, who would split in 1986. But they did come back together some 25 years later, and I see they're gigging again this year. Indeed, they're playing it in Aylesbury in September, if you'd like to go and see them. Well, this would be Blancmange's biggest single in the UK, number seven, 1982.
Red Kite Radio. About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Stick with Red Kite Radio, your truly local advertising resource. Don't waste money advertising to areas you cannot reach. There are 40,000 people in Bucks and South Oxfordshire who can hear your message when you advertise on Red Kite Radio. Call 01844 299 107 right now to hear just how cost-effective advertising is on Red Kite Radio.
Get the party started every Friday night at 7pm with the Weekend Warm-Up Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From the hottest 90s rave classics to those noughties dance floor bangers, I'll be bringing you the beats that will get you in the mood to hit the weekend hard. Crank up the volume, let loose, and get ready to dance. The Weekend Warm-Up Show is your perfect start to the weekend. So tune in every Friday at 7pm, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2.
For Tame, Haddenham and Henton.
Red Kite Radio.
Kite Radio.
Real local radio.
There on your Red Kite Radio and Sheila Take a Bow, which is written by Morrissey and Johnny Marr. And the original plan for this track was to have Sandy Shaw on backing vocals, but she disliked the song so much at recording that her vocals were never used on it. And Johnny Marr said the original idea for the song was to get a bit of a Mott the Hoople type glam rock feel to it, but in his words, it ended up like Mott performed by the Salvation Army. That was a bit harsh, really, because it still made number 10 here in the UK in 1987. But next up, well, very much a change of genre, we're going to hear from Tiffany with I Think We're Alone Now, which was a track written way back in the mid-1960s, and a couple of things surprised me about this track. Firstly, that it was recorded in the late 70s by a certain Lena Lovitch, who you might remember did that quirky track Lucky Number. And, well, you can't really think of two more different female artists than Lena Lovitch and Tiffany. And secondly, I always think of this as a 1984 or 1985 song, but Tiffany recorded for her first album, and it would become a worldwide smash, transatlantic chart topper, 1988.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. We'll be right back.
classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Monks Risborough.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
down Valley there with Through the Barricade, which I think is just about my favourite Spandau Ballet song, and it was the band's favourite song too. Well, it was inspired by what turned out to be a tragic piece of history, really, written by Gary Kemp from the band, following the murder of the band's road crew, or at least a member of the road crew, during the Northern Irish Troubles. And he was shot by a young British Army private who would become the first British soldier to be convicted of murder in Northern Ireland. Well, the track made number six in 1986. Now, we are approaching the 8 o'clock news on your Red Kite Radio, but I hope you can stick with me for hour two of the show, because I've got, well, hopefully something for everyone in the show coming up in the second hour. I've got, for example, a little bit of Depeche Mode. I've got some Joe Jackson. And I've got the Average White Band, which gives me a few memories of the track I'm going to play from them as well. Now, I've got just one 80s track to take us up to that news at 8 o'clock. And, well, I thought we'd have, for a change, a bit of rockabilly to finish the first hour. You don't often get that. Because we're going to have the Stray Cats and Rock This Town. Now, this was the second single from the US band's first album, which was produced by none other than the Welsh rocker Dave Edmunds, who, well, amongst other things, he'd had a 70s number one with I Hear You Knocking. Well, this would be the Stray Cats' second hit in the UK. Both of them, coincidentally, went to number nine in our chart. But this one, Rock This Town, would be their last UK top 10 hit. And this one was in 1981.
FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.